Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, huh? Here we go. Let's get it, yo. I'm just being ordinary, but my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
I'm being extra,
but I'm just being ordinary. You think elder just extra? You think I do the most? You wanna know how I know? The Spirit told me so. How I preach on the mic in the church flowing? Ain't got the nerve to have your ears and your neck glowing. He's just extra. Yeah, he need to stop. He need to get off that prayer line and get a job. He ain't hearing from God. He just being lazy. That stuff he's smoking on, it got him going crazy. But still I call and still I watch and still I listen in. Cause if he make it, I want a piece of them dividends. Y'all right on time. All y'all haters, get y'all pad and pen. Write this down so you won't forget. I want you to remember this. That I'm just being ordinary. But my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
but
think.
But I'm just being ordinary. I ain't trying to be extra spiritual.
Nah.
Or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear me.
I just move with the Spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'm gonna kill it. He the realest. Nothing I do no more is about to show. Nothing I do no more is for the dough. And it's a free download, can't get it in the store. And even bootleggers gon' have it for the low. Listen, God with me.
Say what?
So ain't no stopping me. You should've stayed down, not to the top of me. Tryna overthrow the boss, that's a conspiracy. Your plans ain't never worked, that's why y'all mad at me. Or rather G-O-D, because he got my back. Where elder is weak, he picking up the slack. He blessed me,
why?
So I correct the track. I bet you rewind it, and play it back. I body boys on these beats and I ain't trying to. When the Spirit moving, I could preach an hour or two. So might as well get comfortable, cause here we go. But before the sermon starts, I had to let you know. That I'm just being ordinary. But my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
but
think.
But I'm just being ordinary. I ain't trying to be extra spiritual.
I ain't trying.
Nah. Or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear me.
I just move with the Spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'm gonna kill it. He the realest.
Listen.
That I'm just being ordinary. But my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
but
think.
But I'm just being ordinary.
I
ain't trying to be extra spiritual.
I ain't trying.
Nah. Or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the Spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'm gonna kill it. He the realest.
Listen.
Amen. Praise God on the night. Hallelujah. We just being ordinary on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for everybody that's called in tonight, everybody who has tuned in. This is the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. Praise God. And we want to welcome y'all to more than an hour of power. Hallelujah. I am the Black Prince of Preachers, Elder Andre Prevost. Amen. And tonight, amen, of course, it's Thursday night. So we have our speaker all tonight, a Sister Valencia Scassi, will be coming forth later on in the program with a dynamic word from God on tonight. Like I say, we thank God for each and every person who has called in, everybody who has tuned in, everybody that's out there on the way to tune in. Praise God. We thank God for them. Let's take it to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for allowing us to come together and congregate in your name on tonight, Lord. Lord, we ask that your spirit be present with us on the line, that you open up our hearts, our minds, open up our souls, so that we can receive what the Spirit is saying to the church on tonight. Lord, we thank you in advance for everything that you are about to do. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for binding and rebuking and casting away all of the enemy. Hallelujah, that's trying to prevent us from receiving your word on tonight. We thank you for that on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah, and we will continue to praise you. We will continue to magnify you. We will continue to lift your name up high and holy, for you are truly worthy to be praised. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God on tonight. And amen. Hallelujah. Once again, I want to welcome everybody to More Than an Hour of Power. Hallelujah. On a Thursday night. Hallelujah. And we have Sister Valencia Scott on the line. She will be coming forth, delivering a word from God on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go to our scripture on tonight as we get ready to open up the line for testimonies and prayer requests on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to go to Psalms 100. Hallelujah. Amen. Coming out of the King James Version, and it reads, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations." May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his high and his holy word on today. Praise God, hallelujah. I want to look at verse 3 on tonight. It reads, "Know ye that the Lord," hallelujah, "he is God." Praise God, hallelujah. "It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves." Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. To me, this scripture right here, amen, is to check your ego. Hallelujah, amen. It's for you, amen, to put God in his proper place, and for you to put yourself in your proper place. Hallelujah, amen. Because you might get caught up thinking that the anointing is you. Hallelujah, amen. You might get caught up thinking, hallelujah, that the ability to bind and rebuke demons is you. Hallelujah, amen. You might make a little money and start saying, hallelujah, I did this. I'm a self-made, hallelujah, millionaire. I'm this, I'm that. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. But God said you need to understand you did not make, hallelujah, yourself. Praise God, hallelujah. This is where the devil, hallelujah, became the devil. When he was Lucifer, praise God, he forgot who God was. He forgot who he was, and he wanted to be in God's place. Hallelujah, amen. So this is not only, amen, just a declaration of scripture telling us to praise the name of God, telling us to magnify him, telling us to lift him up, but it's telling us that we need to put God in his proper place. Hallelujah, that it is he who created us, so you can stop taking credit for everything. Hallelujah, amen. So you can give God his glory, so you can give God his praise. Hallelujah, because Lucifer wanted to keep the glory and the praise for himself. Hallelujah, amen. It's because of me that this has happened. It's because of my ability. It's because of what I can do. Hallelujah. But you don't know those abilities were given to you by who? By God. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says whatever you put your hand to, hallelujah, will prosper. But it says before that, he who meditates on the word of God day and night. It wasn't just, hallelujah, you just were so gifted with your hands, hallelujah. It wasn't just that you were so skilled, that you were so knowledgeable, that you were so smart, that you were so cute, hallelujah, amen. It's that God, hallelujah, had already laid the foundation. He had already laid the path, and all you had to do was walk it, hallelujah, amen, because you were meditating on his word, hallelujah, everything you put your hand to, hallelujah, prospered. Praise God, hallelujah. So this is a warning not to get all in your ego, not to get all prideful and think this is me. Hallelujah, amen. I could have did this without God. I didn't have to go to church. I could have did this by myself. Hallelujah. I didn't have to pay my tithes. I was still going to receive a blessing, praise God, because of what I have done. Hallelujah. When he's telling you, it is he who has made us. Hallelujah, amen. And he goes on to say that we are his people. Hallelujah. And the sheep of his pasture. That's important to know, because the sheep, amen, need to understand that the pasture that they're in is not theirs. Hallelujah, amen. The pasture that they sleep in is not theirs. Hallelujah, amen. We are the sheep of his pasture. Hallelujah, amen. That house you sleep in is not yours. That car that you're driving is not yours. Hallelujah, that job that you got ain't yours. All that belongs to God. The Bible says the earth and the fullness of. Fullness of means everything on it belongs to him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. The only thing that belongs to you is your soul. Hallelujah. Amen. That's the only thing that you're taking with you when you leave here. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you can't take it with you, it must not be yours. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So he's telling us everything that we have belongs to him. Everything that we are is because of him. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we should magnify him. We should praise him. Hallelujah. And we should lift him up. And we should testify on the goodness of the Lord. Why? To let somebody else know. Hallelujah. I've been there, and God was able to bring me out of that. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Your words might encourage somebody else on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. So as we open up the phone lines at this time, hallelujah, is there one tonight that has a testimony or a prayer request? Praise God. The phone lines are open. Will there be one on tonight? Amen. Will there be one on tonight?
So Lord, praise the Lord. The elders, the ladies, Thanksgiving. I want to give an honor to God at the head of my life. Just thank God for life. And my family, everyone that I know, no one is sick, no one is quiet. So I just want to thank God for everything that he's doing. This shit. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. We thank God for Sister Valencia on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. She's going to bring forth a word from God later on in the program. Hallelujah. We thank God for her on tonight. Do we have any more testimonies or prayer requests on tonight? Amen. Praise God. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your name on tonight. Lord, we just want to praise you and magnify you on tonight. Hallelujah. You know each and every one of our needs, Lord. You know the needs of everybody that's listening in on the line, Lord. Everybody that's listening on the radio, Lord. Hallelujah. Over the internet. Everybody listening to the recording, Lord. You know, hallelujah, our needs. You know our circumstances, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. And we put those circumstances on the throne on tonight. Hallelujah. We lay it up before you as an offering. Our burdens and our bears, we bear it all to you on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We ask that you touch the woman of God on tonight, that you touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord. Hallelujah, that you anoint her lips of clay to speak nothing but your word on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you right now in advance for the word that you are about to bring forth. Hallelujah. We thank you, we praise you, and we magnify your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Praise God once again. Hallelujah. On tonight. Amen. We thank God. Amen. For each and every person that's called in and tuned in. If you're just tuned in, you are tuned in to More Than an Hour of Power. Hallelujah. We are about to hear a word from God. Hallelujah. Amen. From none other. Amen. Than our sister in Christ. Hallelujah. She's a straight shooter. She's going to shoot it from the hip. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And we thank God for that on tonight. Hallelujah. I'm speaking about none other than our very own. Hallelujah. Sister Valencia Scott. Sister Valencia, it is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you tonight in a mighty way.
Amen, amen. To Elder, to First Lady, to all the people that's on the line tonight, happy Turkey Day, happy Thanksgiving. Allow me to go to the throne of grace with prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you, Father, once again, as humble as I know how, repenting now, Father, of anything that I've done or said that's not like you, in the name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, I pray that you hide me behind the cross, Father God. I pray to speak through me to the people of God for your glory and your precious Son, Jesus' name. Lord, I just want to thank you. Amen and amen. And I'm not going to be before you long, saints, but I thank God for the word that he has given me. I'm going to ask Lady Prevost to read a few scriptures in a few moments. But I'm going to be talking about the mask tonight. And I'm going to be talking about the movie from Jim Carrey, The Mask, because I'm going to be talking about how so many people as saints wear a lot of masks. So the word for tonight is, are you wearing a mask? The definition for a mask is a covering for all or part of the face, worn as a disguise or to amuse or terrify people. The characters in the movie of The Mask, Stanley, which we know is Jim Carrey, Tina, that's the girl that he liked, Dorian, that's the bad guy, Charlie, that's Stanley friend, and also we got Milo, which is the dog. This is Stanley character. This is his character. He's a mild-mannered banker. He discovers an artistic mask that transforms him into a prankster with superhuman powers. Provided Stanley is socially awkward. He's an awkward, socially awkward guy, but when he put on the mask, he transferred into this, everybody know, like into this superhero. And that's thank you a moment. Before I got saved, I wore a lot of masks because I was the type of person, I was basically having an identity crisis. I didn't know who I was, so I put on whatever type of mask you had on, okay? I had on type, like, I was the type of person, I could not fit in. I had stopped smoking weed so I could stop fitting in because I just was not the type of person that could fit in. I was some kind of like, something like standing, like socially awkward. I wasn't confident in myself. I did not know who I was. So I wore whatever kind of mask you had on or any kind of way that I can fit in. And I wore that mask and my mask. I guess I said that mask has everything was fine with the mask for weed. And after a period of time, that mask stopped working for me. I had to put on another mask. I had to continue to pretend because I'm having identity crisis, like I said, because I don't know who I am. Long as you like me, I'm okay. I don't like me now. I'm wearing a mask. I want you to like me. So I'm pretending somebody else. That's what that is. He put on a mask because he saw this beautiful girl. Like, but he thinking that this beautiful girl would not like him. Because he was socially awkward, because he was kind of like a nerd, because he wasn't like that gangster Dorian. You know, Dorian had swag. Dorian was like a bad boy. He disrespect women. He didn't respect women. Dorian was a bad boy. But that's who she liked it at the beginning. But as time referred in, she started liking Stanley. And that's when Stanley put on the mask. When Stanley put on that mask, that's when he became confident. This is what we do sometimes about us, sometimes about us now. When he put that mask on, he became confident. He was still a prankster, but he was a good guy. He looked at her, Tina, it's like she was the most beautiful thing he ever seen, and she just liked it him. But he thought that he had to wear the mask for her to like him. Lady Prevost, go ahead and read those scriptures, because I'm about to start talking about Moses now.
Amen. And Moses... we're coming from Exodus chapter 4, verses 1 through 17, and it reads, and Moses answered and said, but behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice, for they will say, the Lord had not appeared unto thee. And the Lord said unto him, what is that in thy hand? And he said, a rod. And he said, cast it on the ground. And he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent. And Moses fled from before it. And the Lord said unto Moses, put forth thy hand and take it by the tail. And he put forth his hand and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand, that they may believe that the Lord God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, hadn't appeared unto thee. And the Lord said furthermore unto him, put now thy hand into thy bosom. And he put his hand into his bosom. And when he took it out, behold, his hand was leprous as snow. And he said, put thy hand into thy bosom again. And he put his hand into his bosom again and plucked it out of his bosom. And behold, it was turned again as his other flesh. And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe thee, neither hearken to the voice of the first sign, that they will believe the voice of the latter sign. And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe also these two signs, neither hearken unto thy voice, that thou shalt take of the water of the river and pour it upon the dry land, and the water which thou takest out of the river shall become blood unto the dry land. And Moses said unto the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither hereforth, nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue. And the Lord said unto him, who had made man's mouth, or who made it the dumb or deaf or the seeing or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth and teach thee what thou shalt say. And he said, O my Lord, sin, I pray thee, by the hand of him whom thou wilt send. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses. And he said, is not Aaron the Levite thy brother? I know that he can speak well. And also, behold, he coming forth to meet thee. And when he seeth thee, he will be glad in his heart. And thou shalt speak unto him and put words in his mouth, and I will be with thy mouth and with his mouth, and will teach you what you shall do. And he shall be thy spokesman unto the people, and he shall be to thee instead of a mouth, and thou shalt be to him instead of God. And thou shalt take this rod in thy hand, wherewith thou shalt do signs. Amen.
Amen. And it's a woman of God was just reading. Y'all heard that she was talking about Moses. And everybody know the story about Moses. Guess what? And this is what we do. We tell God all the time. He going to tell God that he can't go tell nobody nothing because he stuttered. Okay? God already knew that he stuttered before he chose him. But what I like about Moses, Moses was around a lot of people. And like everybody in the Bible, everybody that's chosen, that means that you are very different, okay? Moses didn't start compromising because people didn't like him. Because they did not like Moses. They tried to get his family to turn on him because they did not want to follow Moses. God is the one that chose Moses, okay? And he had a problem. He started. God could have got his brother Aaron. He didn't have a speech problem, but God did not choose him. God chose Moses. And when you know, and Moses started learning out, finding out who he was in Christ. And when he started finding out who he was in Christ, there was no man. Moses was the same way all the time. And that's how God wants us all the time. And I'm going somewhere with this. I'm going back to me before I go back to Stanley. Like I said about the mask. When you wearing a mask, you have an identity crisis. And when you have an identity, don't know who you are in God. And when you don't know who you are in God, you are hurting yourself, and you don't understand nothing about God's love. Because by me not knowing who I was in Christ, smoking weed gave me anxiety so bad to the point that I had no other choice but to start drinking. Then I started drinking to the point because I wanted to fit in. He said it. I wanted people to like me. I became a full-blown alcoholic at the age of 24, weighing 300 pounds. My liver swell, and they said, you drink again, baby, and you're dead. I spoke cigarettes to the point that it was burning my throat, and it almost gave me lost cancer. I almost died because I wanted to fit in. I almost died because I wanted somebody to like me. Oh, but God liked me. Oh, God loved me. I don't have an identity crisis. I don't fit in. It's the only love that never falters and it never fails. Take comfort in your faith and know that God truly loves you, now and forever. Beloved, whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love God. Romans 8:28. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for the good. For those who are called according to his purpose. 1 John 4:7-8. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is from God. And whoever loves God, whoever knows God, whoever does not know God does not know love, because God is love. God's love is unconditional. Man's love, you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to look this way, you got that. That's man love. That God don't have nothing to do with that. It's a lot of saints walking around here wanting identity Christ. Let me go somewhere with Stanley. Stanley thought that the only way that Tina would want him, he wore that mask. Tina, so she threw the mask. Y'all, I know y'all saw the movie. She threw the mask away. It's so many people have an identity crisis because they wearing a mask. All of this, you want love, but you're pretending to be somebody else to get something that you ain't got to do all of that. When you know who you are in God, you will throw the mask away. I have worn them for you. You could just take them away. All wearing a mask, all it's going to do is make you go to a breaking point where you're going to lose your mind, because you're going to get tired of pretending to be something so people can like you. God broke it for me. See, God broke that for me. I can't do nothing but rely on God. God had took me off of everything. Alcohol, y'all. Weed, cigarettes. God did that. I have to actually go through. I have to actually see God like I see God so he can keep me, so I can know who I am. That's why I won't waver. That's why I say, oh, see me. I'm not me. It's just a difference. When you know who you are in God, see, I know where I came from. I know how I used to wear those masks. I know how I wanted to fit in. I know how I didn't think I was pretty enough. I didn't think I was smart enough. I thought I was the lowest thing walking the face of this earth. And that is the devil. And anytime you're using drugs, baby, you have an identity crisis. See, weed, and it's getting you anxiety, and you're smoking it anyway. Anytime you light up a cigarette, and it's burning your throat, and it stay on the box, baby, it gives you lung cancer, and you're smoking it anyway. Baby, you have an identity crisis. Take off the mask. The best high that I got was the Holy Ghost, and God gave it to me free. Yeah, it's some suffering that came from it. And what I mean, suffering, he removed people out of my life that hadn't been to be in there in the first place. I was connected to people I hadn't been to be connected to anyway, running, trying to be in the crowd so everybody can like you. Honey, been there, done it. That's an identity crisis. Take off the mask. God is sick of all of these masks. That's why we still got going on as well. It's too many people in church. They still walking around with their hat on. You can fool man. You can't fool God. It's so many. They're talking about shutting it down again. I'm like, wake up, people. Wake up. Take off the mask. Do you really got to be like that bad? Do you really need them to like you? Or do you really need the God to like you? Do you really need somebody to say, I love you? I don't want this. I don't want it. I said, but baby, I know what's best. Why? I just got through talking about this on Instagram. We get hold up with our eyes. I ask God to increase my discernment. Take that. I don't want to look out the natural eye. I want to look out the spiritual eye. If you look out the spiritual eye, you won't sleep with no demon. You sleep with a demon because you're looking through your natural eye. You look at from a spiritual eye, you will see that demon coming your way. Then you have to ask God to remove those spirits off you. I'm talking about it's so deep. It's so many that mad that people are already just mad. Take them all. Take them out. It's not necessary. You're going to drive yourself crazy trying to get somebody like you. Look, like I said, I've done it for you. At the age of 24, y'all suicidal. I'm talking about me. Can't nobody tell me I'm mean or talking about myself, baby. I drove myself crazy because I want to be like. And the only reason I want to be like y'all because I didn't know who I was. I didn't know who I was in God. I did not know this type of love. I did not know that unconditional love. God's love is unconditional. God don't leave. God don't change. God don't waver. And if you really, truly know who you are in God, you won't worry, man. You won't even waver. Because, you know, God's love is just enough. Man can't get a kind of love anyway. The only kind of love that you can have like that is God's love. And when God say he okay with you and he approve of you, not what man say. Because I learned this too. You can't let man put you in a command. mama brought them up in church. The daddy was a pastor. They know God. Why suicide? Compromise. God know, look, God know, look, God's so good. God know what we going to do before we have it. Just he loves us, so we bring his arm out. Please, God. I read. God, like, you are not read. I'm just going to say, me, I know how he working. I ain't read. I don't want God to give me what I want right now. So, oh, hell, no. Hell, no, I said it right. Hell, no, no. Wait, I'll wait. Suicide. Why the suicide coming? You start compromised. You got to be so, I'm telling you. They're wearing a whole bunch of masks. Because I'm telling you, these celebrities, even the Christian celebrities, it's a lot of compromising going on. It's a lot of compromising going on. And it takes them to that dark place of suicide. And it's a few, I'm not going to name everybody, but it's a few. Y'all know, look, let me get some beautiful Fantasia. This world will crucify you. She made one mistake. I'm telling you about this world. She made one mistake. She slipped up. She messed up with a married man. This woman almost committed suicide. Do you think they took a break off of her? Nah, the enemy said, no, kill her. For one, when you say you give your life to Christ in a way, you got a hit on you in a way. Now, Fantasia made a mistake. Okay, she human. She got caught up. This woman is about to take her life. They ain't give that girl a break. They still keep on slandering her name. They going to slander your name. They going to slander your name. Stop having ideas with Christ. Stop trying to fit in. Do it God's way. It's only one way that it will work, and it's God's way. It's God's way. When you start slipping up, trying to compromise, suicide, look, after all that play in, it plays in. I'm telling you, look at beautiful Tina, Mary. She after working hard, doing what she's supposed to be doing. Her husband cheating, and not only that, y'all, it's all on TV. This world will crucify. You know they is in her. I will leave her. First of all, they ain't nobody ask you what you think. This woman married. You go through stuff like that when you get married. So you don't just leave because the first sign of trouble. I'm talking about the celebrities, the Christian celebrities. She almost lost her mind. Don't be having an identity crisis. Don't be having an identity crisis. An identity crisis, all it is, you don't know who you are in God. It's all it means. You don't know who you are. When you start selling, when you start compromising, and you know, look, you know you better than anybody. Can't nobody tell you, but listen about me. I know me. I'm with me 24/7. Lie to me. I can't lie to me. I know what I can do, what I can't do. I'm okay. I'm going to say this. Okay, December. I think I'm working on, I ain't been an A in so long. I'm working on 17 or 18 years. Why? I'm not going to go hang around people just drinking. I don't drink. But why would I text myself? I don't drink. What I'm going around there for? I don't smoke. What I'm going around it for? Okay, because I'm saying, look, I ain't got my thing called flesh that I have to ask God to keep me out. I got to fast. I got to pray. I got to see God. I ain't Jesus. I ain't walking on water. Why would I tip myself? Look, they saying that keep your member green. Look, I know who I am. I know where I came from. And like I said, God has delivered me. Oh, but baby, I knew how to wear a mask. I wore a mask very, very well. And if I want to fit back into the world, I can't. I just choose not to. It's like I said, y'all, this is about knowing who you are. I'm not finna, well, God's taking me. I'm not finna do what they doing. I'm not finna do it. They, look, if you got to really pay attention. I'm saying you got to really pay attention to what's going on. Because there's some people, God bless, they're going to be doing some things. But if you ain't strong in God, you might need to wait. Because Satan waits, and he's going to send. He's going to send every amp he got to take you out. Every amp. He's going to send every amp to take you out. And if you ain't strong in God, well, baby, you might be on suicide. I'm talking about wearing masks. I'm talking about wearing a mask. And all wearing a mask is you not okay. You really not okay. You really not okay. The only way that you would truly be okay if you truly give your life to God. If you truly give your life to God. That's all that anxiety will go away. That I want to fit in. You will actually just be okay, just you and the Lord. And whatever God do, you okay with it. And no matter how long it take, you okay, because you know that God got you. That's the first break of an identity crisis. You give your life to God. You truly live for God. You ain't doing nothing. You trying your best not to do nothing wrong. You just want to do it the right way. You ain't doing no trickery, no nothing. You just all about, you're sold out for God. That's how the identity crisis leads. If you still got that up there slippery stuff, oh, baby, you playing yourself, you still wearing 1,000 masks. You got all type of masks. Now, they say when you open up the closet, all those bones fall out. Make sure when you open that closet, all these masks don't fall out. See, can't nobody, like I said, can't nobody say nothing about me talking about me. Because I already told y'all I won't have. And I told y'all what I did. And I told y'all the reason that I would have. And what I'm saying is, all I'm saying, be okay with just being you. You are. Not what somebody else say you supposed to be. Be okay with what God say you are. Stanley wore that mask because he thought that that mask was going to get him this beautiful girl. She liked him anyway. She fell for him anyway. She fell for the real him. He think he got to wear a mask so she can like him. So she around here with the bad boy, okay, with the bad boy. She ain't like him no more. She actually started liking Stanley. But he thought that he had to wear a mask. When he threw that mask away, she said, he said, you sure you're not going to miss this guy? Because when he gone, all that left is me. Because he had low self-esteem. You know, he didn't have a lot of females. You know, he was socially awkward. He had a whole bunch of issues. But he thought he put on this mask. Said to give him confidence. Oh, baby, you got God. You got God confidence. You following God. You got the Holy Ghost. You cast out a demon. That's the kind of stuff. That's the kind of stuff that I want. Not this stuff of the world. I want the gift that God gave me freely. So I won't keep having an identity crisis. I had an identity crisis, and I had one really, really bad. And mine was really bad, Elder, that I was connected with the wrong people. Because I'm telling you, Elder, there's people who sell you behind, sell you out, tell you that you this and that. You better find, I had to find out who I was in God. And I don't believe, I don't trust in man. I did that for all my trust in man. And guess what, man's going to let you down, too. If all my trust is in God. Everything that I went through, I thank God for it. I know now who I am in God. I don't have to wear a mask no more. I want every mask. Halloween only comes once a year. I wore a mask every day. Whatever you want to believe to be, that's what you were. And that is so sad. That somebody don't know who they are. And it's a lot of people that still just don't know who they are. You are wearing a mask. You are what God say you are. You are not what man say you are. The word. You want to know what you are? Repeat the word. Get that dog on TV out. Yeah, I'm telling this TV. Tell people what they are. The cell phone. Tell you what you are. Facebook, tell you what you are. Instagram, tell you what you are. You be like this, you will be like. But if you do what says the Lord in the Bible, oh, you're like, babe, you're going to God's way. So you got to, if they persecuted Jesus, who are we? I forgot to bring the word earlier today at church. He talked about pain and love. Pain and love. For one pain, you won't have to go through. And love, we don't have enough, but we don't have love. We put limitation on love. If you do this for me, I love you. You don't do this for me, I don't love you. It ain't no love, y'all. It's lust, and it's lust of things. It's not love. Ask somebody. You want to know something about love? Ask somebody that's been married for 40 years. Find something about love. Because that person might have cancer. Or that person might be in a wheelchair. I ain't talking about this love they got when we be married for 1 year and they leave because the person cheat. That ain't no love. I mean, where your suffering is? You got this suffering they got to come in with. Well, love, patient love is kind, long suffering. I'll read the definition. It ain't quick, fast. Love ain't no feeling. Love is not a feeling. It's just a whole bunch of messy emotions. And it comes from all these masks that you put on because they piss me off. Y'all know who I told y'all how I used to act like? Tamar. Y'all remember that? I didn't know. And I didn't even know. My mama said, you act just like Tamar. I said, oh, God, Jesus. I said, I do. I said, oh, that's ugly. I'm like, ugh. That's who I act like. Yeah, that's the man. You know, make me. You know, I had on Tamar, man. I was just like Tamar. Why, y'all? That's all I kept seeing. I kept looking at it. I fed myself. I kept on the religion every day. When reading my Bible, one turn that TV off, but nothing in the world. God made me, though, y'all. I was looking at Tamar and just like her. And just, man, one time I acted like New York. Ooh, y'all know they're bad. Flay, Flay, remember New York? I acted just like her. I ran a man out quick with that girl. I'm telling y'all. I'm talking about me, y'all. I was New York too. I was Tamar and New York. And y'all know my attitude. I'm like, why my attitude so bad? Y'all, that's what I fed my spirit. Don't try to know that ain't me, but that's what I fed my spirit. What you feed your spirit is what come out. I acted just like it. I'm serious. I acted just like it. And people will not want to be around me. I'm like, why don't want to be around me? I ain't a bad person. But baby, when you open your mouth, you act like Tamar in New York. You are bad. That's what you feed your spirit. That's what you want to put out there. Hey, that's what came out, y'all. I did not know. I'm telling you, I did not know. And it took somebody else to tell me. As much as I looked at the religious, y'all, I knew when it came on, what time it came. I started even knowing the words. When you start knowing the words, they say, you don't know the word of God. But you know the words for the TV. And that's what I see about these little kids. You can't tell me kids don't catch up. Kids be in the car. I got my cousin. Kids, knowing I'll drop it like a hot coochie coochie. I'm like, what the way? I said, she too. Two, she too. You won't teach her the Lord's Prayer, but you teach them this little hoochie coochie stuff. Okay, she too. She might have twerk. Okay, mad. So you train her, you put a little bit, the little hoochie coochie mask on the 2-year-old. I'm talking about masks, y'all. It's a whole bunch of masks, man. Let me go. I'm gonna get a little deep on Michael Jackson. Michael was told when he was young that he was not cute, that he was ugly. That's why he had a big nose. Don't you know that mess with Michael mind so bad that Michael started wearing all types of different masks? Michael was a genius, but had an identity crisis. Michael did not even know who he was. And yes, he was crazy. He heard his dad told him ugly. He changed his nose one time. He changed his nose twice. So he kept on changing something. He had on a man. He was having an identity crisis. He didn't know who he was. And that's how a lot of people is. That's why God is, for a lot of people that's waiting on stuff, God is really trying to make us wake up, even with this bride, wake up. Really, don't get caught up in this world. So Michael got caught up in this world. Michael went from a black man to a white man. Michael was a black man, but in a white man. He did not like the way that he looked. And Michael told God, and I love Michael. I love for Michael Jackson. But Michael told God, I don't like what you made. It's what he told God. Because somebody, and I'm telling you, what people say will scar you. That's what I'm talking about, mad. That's why you got to know who you are in God. They said he had a big nose, Michael ugly. Michael had an identity crisis. He got their nose changed. He started bleaching his skin. He had an identity crisis. Michael started wearing a mask. Michael had no idea who he was. This is how you know you can't sleep. Michael started sleeping. Michael started taking what I think it was called I'm going to pull up the car. It's what you take me for that surgery. Michael wasn't going to have no surgery. Michael could not sleep. When you stop losing, you can't sleep at night. You have completely lost your relationship with God. And like you said, Michael had so much money, and people would not say no to Michael that it drove Michael crazy. They should have told Michael no. They should have got Michael some help. But they started, guess what they did, y'all? They made Michael God. You got to be careful, man. I'm deep. I'm real deep like that. God made me deep like that. I look, the way God gave me, I'm like, wow. Michael had an identity crisis, and he didn't get no help. Please tell me. Please tell me. Don't have me running after just gone. Michael was gone, y'all. He thought that was okay. Michael thought that was normal behavior. He did. He had an identity crisis. And so a lot of people don't have God love you, that's enough. Knowing that God got you, that's enough. That means God's going to protect you. But don't be changing so people can like you. Please don't be in there done that. Michael, you saw what Michael did. I'm telling y'all, I was in St. Francis at the age of 24 on the mental ward. Mm-hmm. At the age of 24, suicide. Mm-hmm. You know you ain't legal to drink to 21, y'all. I was 24. I had an identity. I wore a lot of masks because I wanted to fit in because I didn't know how I was in God. I keep bringing it back to me. I thank God for coming and rescuing and saving my behind. Because the God that can, I've been there, y'all. I want elder, first lady, I want to be like. I want everybody like me. I did not know who I was, y'all. I did not know. But I'm telling y'all, Whitney Houston said, the greatest love of all, the greatest love of God, he is the greatest love of all. God is always there. God is not going to leave. God is not going to change. God ain't going to make you feel bad. It don't matter what you do, God is not going to leave. He's the same. He is so amazing. God, he's just so good. I don't even deserve it. I don't deserve it. God always there. He always taking care of us. Even when we don't want to talk to God. Like, I'll do this every Thursday. Every Thursday. I said, please, let somebody just say thank you. Just say thank you. Want nobody to say anything. We won't thank God. People dying every doggone day. Want nobody to say, got to beg people to testify. Okay, you tired. It's Thanksgiving. Okay, everybody. You think Elder and First Lady, they ain't tired. Do you think they really, really, truly feel like doing this every Thursday? But it's about God. We want to say thank you. I said, let me just say thank you. I'm bold, y'all. I'm just bold. We want to say thank you to God. Well, what you on here for to see who preaching today? I'm blunt. Are we on here for God? Are we trying to do what God say do? I'm talking about the identity crisis. Are you a follower or are you a leader? Babe, I'm a leader. I'm a leader. I ain't no follower. I'm a leader. And I don't care if I got to stand alone for righteousness. I got to stand alone. This Thanksgiving, Elder got to beg somebody to say, thank you, Jesus. On Thanksgiving, you ain't that fool. You on the phone, and I guarantee
making 90,000 y'all on Facebook. I'm like, Elder, let me be quiet. Elder, it's back in your hand. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Let's go to the throne. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for that word on today. We thank you, Lord, for the woman of God on today. Lord, we ask that you replenish her, the virtue that she has poured out onto your people tonight, Lord. Continue to lead her and guide her, Lord. Continue molding her and shaping her, Lord. And, Lord, thank you for the message on identity crisis, Lord. Help us to see who we are in you. Hallelujah. We thank you. We praise you. We magnify you. We lift you up. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. Beautiful word, beautiful word. Hallelujah. We thank God for that word on tonight. Amen. An identity crisis. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And I can completely relate to trying to want to fit in. Hallelujah. Amen. You don't learn till later on in life. You wasn't never meant to fit in because you can't lead people that you fit in with. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. A lot of times we leading. We following people we supposed to be leading. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go to the lines at this time. Is there anybody on the line that has a testimony, prayer request? You didn't get the chance to put one in earlier, or perhaps you have a comment on the word on tonight. The phone lines are open. Will there be one on tonight? Amen, amen. Will there be one on tonight?
Well, amen. I agree with what she said about you got to beg people to say something, amen, or, you know, or testify. I'm not going to be that one not going to say nothing, come on the line and don't say nothing, make my presence known, because I agree with what I heard, a lot of things that I heard about. You know, a lot of folks got a identity crisis, and you know, you stand in the pulpit with homosexuals got an identity crisis. They're confused, and you got and the people that go along with it, they confused too, and the people that sit up in the church are confused. And you can't, and you ain't got no Holy Ghost, you ain't saved, and God don't know you. Period.
Amen.
And that's just it. You ain't in the graces of God. And I'm talking about the people that's sitting in the congregation too. You confused too.
You better preach.
Because any time you go along with it, you against God.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Anytime you endorsing it, anytime you applauding an amen, anytime you allowing these people to lay hands on you, And con you out of money, you just as confused as they are. So yes, a lot of people
Amen.
Is confused, and like Sister Valencia was saying, I don't care if I have to walk alone. Well, Minister Ray, you ain't the only one that got the truth. You's a lie, because if there's 100 people sitting over there in error, and I'm preaching the truth and baptized correct, filled with the precious Holy Ghost, walking in God's word, I got the truth. I got the truth. I'm not gay. I'm not telling you don't need the Holy Ghost no more. I don't got Christmas plays in the church and all that stuff. That everything in these big churches that you could go in and see, you see everything that God tell you not to do. That's not a church of God. A lot of people sitting there with masks on their face. Nobody know their name no more. I can't yell across the parking lot, Andre. I'm talking about Prevost over there talking to his wife way across the parking lot. I say, Andre, ain't nobody turn around. But let me say, Elder, everybody turn around. People is in disguise. Everybody that's an elder go turn around and say, huh. You see, no, people have gotten outside. The church is in bad condition today, and ain't nobody standing up for God. And everybody want to look around and do all this crazy stuff. Keep preaching the word, Valencia. Bust these women up, too. Bust these men up. Bust these sissies up. Bust these lesbians up. Bust all of them up. Yes, Lord. I'm cracking them over the head with this scripture. I don't care. Don't tell me nothing about love. I'm preaching love. When you preach God's
That's
word,
right.
it is love.
That's right. That's it.
Yep. When I got to be sore in my teeth, you know what? You such a pretty faggot. No, you're going to hell. You don't come out of this. I'm going to tell it like it is. I'm going to preach it like it is. This is we're living in tough times today, so you got to have a tough message. And anybody talk about, well, he don't preach with love. Point them to Jeremiah 51:20. God said he raises up battle axes. And what is a battle axe? A weapon of war. We in a war. And he said that weapon of war go bust kingdoms up, bust men and women up into pieces, he specifically says. And he doing it now. We got to be battle axes. God ain't got a whole lot of preachers. But the devil got more preachers than the Lord do. You got women apostles talking about the chiefesses of the chiefesses. Where all this power at? You ought to be able to go to Corona or the Jesus hospitals and raise everybody up. All this power. Exalt yourself over God. These ain't nothing but masses. You got on your face. Identity crisis. You don't even fit the description of an apostle or of a bishop. And three reasons. Him, his, and he. All that's a man. You don't fit this. You have an identity crisis like she preaching? Take off your clothes in the mirror again and see if you're a woman or a man. If you're still having a problem, bring a man in there and tell him to take off his clothes and see if y'all compare genders. You still have an identity crisis. And people that's going along calling these people apostles and women bishops when they don't fit the description of what God say, you blaspheming against the word of God because you saying that they the truth and God is a lie and God ain't never called no woman to preach nothing or take the title of apostle and bishop. It's not even in the Bible. The scripture reads 2 and 3, Timothy 1 and 3. This is a true saying. If a man desired the office of a bishop, he desires a good work. It didn't say hit her. Identity crisis. Identity crisis. I agree with the identity crisis. A lot of people she went to the actors and all that. They got identity crisis too. Bruce Jenner, identity crisis. And people like Bruce Jenner. And we go along with this stuff. The whole United States got an identity crisis that turns their back on God. Know who you labor amongst. You got to keep preaching, bust their heads over the top of their heads, Valencia, with the word. And if you got to walk alone. I ain't in this for no friends. I'm in this trying to save your soul.
That's right.
And it's got to be the truth. It got to be the truth that saves you. It's the only thing that the truth that delivers you.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no compromise in the truth.
That's right.
And I thank God for it. Keep preaching the word. Keep hammering them across the head. Become a battle axe.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you got to be in this word today.
Mm-hmm.
Bless you all today. Bless everybody on the line. Back to you, Prevost, Elder Prevost.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Brother Ray, for your minister Ray, for your comments on tonight. Listen to hear from you on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah, amen. And keep busting them over the head, sir. Keep busting them over the head. Amen, amen. Anybody else have a comment on tonight? Praise God. Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God for everybody that called
tuned in on.
Oh, go ahead, my bad. Don't hit me over there.
I had to get my phone out to meet. Hey, man, I just wanted to say something about the, wearing a mask, what was coming to my spirit just now, about wearing a mask. Like the woman of God, right then in that story of Moses that we just read, he didn't have a mask on right then. God wanted him to do something, but he let God know straight up. You know, I'm not eloquent in my speech. You know, I got a stuttering problem. He ain't try to put on the front like, oh, I got this. Oh, this is what we gonna do. Okay, let me go. Like, he ain't put on the front. He ain't fake the front. He's like, God, I don't know what to say, how to say it. You know,
yeah.
I don't know the correct grammar. You know, but it's a lot of us. We put on that front like we confident. You know. Within ourselves, you know, we put on the front like we really love ourselves, or we really feel like we beautiful, or we feel like, oh, we know how to do this, that, and third, but we in the inside, we really don't. You know, God knows we really don't feel the way it's really expressed. Amen, hallelujah. And that's what I think God wants to do. He wants to take off the mask, take off the front, stop making the front, you know, be honest, be real. You know, and like he told Moses, I'll teach you what to say. I will teach you how to really see yourself. You know, I'll show the love I really got for you. I'll show you your real beauty. Like he will show you these things. He will bring you into the knowledge of these things. But you got to first admit, take off the mask, stop faking, stop fronting, stop acting like you know what you're doing. You know what's going on. You know about this walk with God. You know what God done for you. You really don't feel like. And you really don't know, but we gotta be honest with God. We gotta be honest with ourselves. You know, if you really want to get somewhere, if you really want to see yourself in the right light, you gotta be real. Mm-hmm. Take off that mask, and God will show you some things. You know, God can lead you, but as long as you act like you know it all, God can't show you nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
That came to my spirit. If that
makes
any sense.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, that made perfect. Yeah, that made perfect sense. Amen. That to me, that's all in the category of people that try to be wise and prudent. You know, they won't humble themselves. That's why he said, if you humble yourself, that's the first step. And my people who are called by my name would first humble themselves. That's the first step. Take off that mask. Quit acting like you know everything. You're so right. You're so right. Praise God. Amen.
Lord, I thank you.
Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God, amen, for everybody on tonight. Amen. Everybody's comments. We thank God for the word on identity crisis. Praise God. Amen. If Bishop Page is on the line, he would get First Lady to say, I am. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Because God, I am exactly what God says that I am. Amen. I had this joke I told my wife. I say, Eminem stole that song from God. Y'all probably don't know that song, but Eminem got a song, say, I am whatever you say I am. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. I say, he stole that song from God because God said, I am. Hallelujah, amen. Who sent you? I am. Praise God, hallelujah. Who's a child of God? I am. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. I thank God for that word on tonight. Amen. I thank God, amen. We can take off the mask. Hopefully when this COVID over, we can take off the mask when this COVID over. Go ahead, Brother Ray.
And it ain't no several I ams neither. There's one I am.
Amen.
It ain't but one God. This 2-3 God, 4-5 God mess you on your way to hell. We're just going to tell you right now. This whole book tell you is one God. He's everything. So if it's more than one God you believe in, you believe in the Trinity, you're going to have to answer to the Lord. Ain't no Trinity, no triune. Trinity ain't even the scriptures. We're supposed to believe what's written, not what's not written. And so Trinity, all this whole other stuff that people believe it in, arguing over, what does thus say the Lord is? God is Alpha and Omega. So he said he Alpha and Omega. He said he this, Jesus Christ, not the second person in the Godhead. It don't say that in the scriptures. It says God, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. That's what it says. People are missing the instructions. A lot of preachers and a lot of congregation going to the lake over that scripture, Matthew 28:19. God didn't tell you to do something. I mean, God didn't tell you to say something. God told you to do something. You missed the instruction, what he told you to do. What did he tell you to do in the scripture? He told you to go be baptized in the name. That's the instruction, in the name. Not say the name. I'm a father. Prevost a father. My brother Messiah on the phone with me now. We fathers. We sons. We husbands. None of them can save nobody. None of those titles that we bear can save nobody. And how do you miss the name Jesus at your baptism? If this name is above every name, and it is, and if this name was given amongst men to be saved by and in, why, how did it miss your baptism? Without this name called at your baptism, you ain't saved, never been saved. Well, how can you prove that, Minister Ray? Go to Acts 22 and 16. Again, follow the instructions. Acts 22 and 16. Pull up any one of y'all, pull up your Bible. That scripture says, be baptized. Why do I got to be baptized, Lord? To wash away thy sins. How do I wash away my sins, Lord? By calling on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. If that don't tell you that you ain't saved, what will? I could take those three words, in the name, and put them with everything Paul said, everything Peter said, how to be baptized. What must you do to be saved? A lot of people go miss because you ain't been grafted. You ain't been adopted in the family of God without that name. And this name is given, everything in heaven bow to this name, under the earth, on the earth. The devils tremble at this name. This name, every knee, every tongue, every eye, every go confess this name. Zechariah 14 and 9. There's going to be one nation under this name. And if this name is that great, and it is, how did your baptism escape it? How did your baptism escape this name? And you prayed this morning, and you said that you pray. We pray in the name. We ask for everything in the name. But how did your baptism escape this name? This is the name that was given amongst the human family to be saved under. And then to top it off, Colossians 3:17, read it. Whatsoever you do, whether it be in word or in deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Baptism is a deed. Supposed to do it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. How did your baptism escape this? Word, I baptize you in the name of Jesus Christ. How did your baptism escape this? People can be stubborn all they want to. Scripture don't lie. What did Peter say, Acts 2:38? 2:38 says, depicts right there, repent every one of you and be baptized in the name. They go them three words again, in the name. Them three words.
All right, cuz. I'm on the prayer line. Right there. I love you, boy. Hey. All right.
In the name. There it is again. In the name. People are not being saved, and people are being duped because they're not in the name. And the scripture clearly says, your sins have not been washed away. How are you saved? And you're believing in three gods. I got to believe the devil. I got to believe the devil in this case here. Because the scripture says in 2:19, book of James, read it. Ye that believe in the one God, do well. Look what the next line say. The devil, Satan, believe and tremble and know that there's one God. I got to believe Satan. What's wrong with these people believing the Trinity? Better get this right. It ain't but one God that's everything. I am is everything. Whatever you want me to be, I'm that. And that's just it. That's the word of God. That's not my word. Get your eyes off me and get your ears and your heart serving the Lord, one God. One baptism represents the one God that died for you, rose for you, shed blood for you. It's only one way to be baptized in his resurrection, I mean, his death, his burial, his resurrection. His represent one. It's only one that did all this. It's only one faith. It's only one God with one belief, one standard, one word. It's only one. Where's all these different faiths come from? God ain't Baptist. He ain't never told nobody to be Baptist neither. God ain't Presbyterian. God ain't Catholic. God is none of that mess. God is holy. That's the only thing he ever told you to be, is holy. Be ye holy, for your Lord God is holy. Be holy for what, God? Because I'm holy. Scripture, 1 Peter 1 and 16, read it. You turn that Bible up and find where you could find your faith that you're so loyal to. Find it. You go after answer to God. Why was you this when I told you to be that? Ain't anything that you could put a man to, got a date on, that's man-made. And you look at every one of these religions that y'all, that people follow in it. If it's you, it's you. I ain't biting my tongue, nobody. If it's you, it's you. Your faith is not in that book. Your loyalty is not in that book. You're supposed to be holy. That's the only thing accepted to God. He said he's not coming back for no John denomination, no Baptist, no Kojic, no Apostolic, Jehovah Witness. You don't even count because you don't even believe in being. You don't even believe in Jesus Christ. You don't even believe in the Holy Ghost, so you don't even count. He said he's coming back for a holy nation, a holy people, going to a holy place, serving a holy God. The book that you carry say holy on it. A holy word is inspired by a holy God. Instructions from a holy God. It ain't said nothing about your faith that you're so loyal to. When you ask Jesus, he going to say, I'm holy. I'm a holy Jesus. We asked the apostles, they were holy. You asked the prophets, they were holy. But you asked man, we all different other kind of things. That ain't working with God. That ain't working. It's going to be some serious problems on the day of the Lord. I always say, a lot of folks going to tell the truth and still make it to hell on the day of the Lord. What do you mean, Minister Ray? Because it ain't going to be to then when you acknowledge his word. And you think because you telling the truth, because you standing in front of the truth, you going to make it in. No. Your grace card done ran out. You better re-up your grace card while you on this earth. Because when you stand in front of God, ain't no more grace. Your record is there. Your book gonna be open. And God just go ask you. If he just asks you, Trinity, the believers, show me chapter and verse where I ever said I was a Trinity. And I'm gonna let you in. You're gonna start peeing on yourself because you know you can't. You can't even shut me up. You can't stuff a scripture down my throat. Me and Paige got $1,000 on my line for anybody to come up with a scripture that depicts Trinity in it. If you so believing in it, why you can't come up with one? And we've been had that for days. I mean, for months, over a year. We bring it up just about every week. We still got the $1,000 for y'all that can prove God is a Trinity. Straight up. And these apostles and all this stuff with these masks on, she spoke about. You want to find a true apostle, ask him how he baptized. If he baptized Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, he's not an apostle. Where you get different instructions at? Who gave you different rules to follow? We better get this thing right. Because there's going to be a lot of people in trouble with a serious problem on the day of the Lord for not believing. God says in the book of 2 Thessalonians 2 and 10, read it. I'm going to send strong delusion for you to keep believing them lies, women preachers, women bishops, and all this mess, homosexuals. You keep believing that you're getting into my kingdom this way. I'm going to give you a strong delusion to keep believing these lies. They didn't say the devil was. God say he is. Keep drinking this Kool-Aid cup. Keep believing in the Trinity. Keep believing outside of this. When God said in 1 Corinthians, there's one, we should be speaking the same thing. There shouldn't be no division amongst his people. There, we should be perfectly and tightly joined together in one judgment and one spirit. That's God's word. You take your Bible and shake it up, the prophets is not divided. They all say in every book, thus say the Lord. In every book, they're not divided. They never spoke nothing outside of what God, even the Johnny Come Lately's apostle, Paul and them. Paul was smarter than all of them. Paul never called himself a chief. He was more educated. He put that stuff down and followed Jesus. What's wrong with us? Man, with this new gospel being preached, this fifth gospel, it's only four, but it's a fifth being preached. Don't preach against sin. Listen to T.D. Jakes and all this old mess they preach, heretic preachers. Titus 3 and 13, better read it. Heretic preachers. How can you deliver somebody without preaching against sin? How can people know sitting up in church and sin is not even mentioned no more? How they being delivered? People sitting up in church with saying, what's that marriage called? They call common law marriage because you've been with this woman 40 years. Let God, I always say, let God tear your roof off and catch you on top of in between that woman's leg that you've been calling your wife and see where both of y'all going. You've just been in 40 years of fornication. And this is being looked at and called in the church as right. They heads today. I don't care if they want to hear it. Don't want to hear it. You preach the word. We're at a time right now, we all standing in front of the fiery furnace with a man walking in the back of us to see who we go push in. You better make sure you ain't pushing in. Prevost just quoted a scripture talking about my people will humble themselves. You better make sure that you God's people and not that he called you this people. Everybody created by God, but everybody's not God people. You better make sure you God's people and not this people. You better read Isaiah 30 and 9 and turn away from the word. Preach me smooth things, perverted, lustful things. That's what the church is what is about today. The church is an error. It's only a few of us going to stand for God. And you better be sold out for God. Like Paul was. You better be willing to die for God. Or you be to ask yourself, is you willing to die this second? That I got a knock at the door. If I had to open that door and they had a 45 to my head, you would have heard Minister Ray say, take me, buddy, because I'm not denouncing Christ. And you better be able to do that for your own kids. Choose between God and your kids. Would you take the mark? To keep yourself alive. These are questions you better ask yourself. You never thought you need to die for Christ like he died for us. When you didn't even know him. These are the things that's required to serve God. Trueness. A heart. And about the masses, Prevo spoke up, they ain't doing nothing but get you conditioned for what's coming down the pipe. You see these masses, you can't go in the gas station and get gas without it. You can't buy a candy bar without it. Well, that's getting you ready for the mark of the beast in your hand or your forehead. You will not be able to buy, sell, or trade whether you got a mask on or not. They using food as weapons, starving people out. Well, you can't come out your apartment complex till you take this mark. You better get ready for all these things. Your faith is being tested right now, each and every one of us. I don't worry about this coronavirus stuff because God said it won't come nigh unto me. How is your faith today? How is your faith? He giving everybody a chance. I hear people say, God, if it was a God, why are you allowing this? God said, I caused this to happen. Amos 4 and 10. I caused this to happen. So you can return unto me, backsliders, rich people, non-believers, hypocrites, atheists, all you that's in error, I'm giving you an opportunity. People better take it. Because when they come with the mark of the beast, that's coming down the pipe next. And all y'all, family members too, that voted for Biden, you will regret it in 4 to 6 months, I guarantee you. He's a pedophile. So you better get ready for what's going to happen. This ain't no joke.
Go for self, just like Melissa said. Go for self. I don't care about walking alone. I ain't making no friends. In this gospel, you ain't going to make no friends. Preaching the truth, you ain't got no friends. But only those that are like-minded like Christ. People are deceived and being deceived. Make sure that you ain't. Get out that trinity. Leave your church. Your church ain't true. You can walk in these mega churches. You see everything God say not to do. Is that a church of God? Christmas plays. You that serving in Christmas. Get out of Christmas. Go look up what Christmas is. Saturnalia. Our parents used to tell us, go to bed at 12 o'clock. Santa Claus ain't coming. Look what they done at 12 o'clock. Look what they did at 12 o'clock. Look at the festivities that they did at 12 o'clock. Murdered, raped, drink blood, stuff they doing today. Christmas ain't got nothing to do with Christ. Can a preacher in the world prove his birthday on that day? It ain't a book in the world could prove it neither. God's name is not connected to none of it. And no holiday in the book is his name connected to. He says, search the scriptures concerning me. None of what I'm doing. Y'all better know what we're walking in. Because you're going to have to answer for this stuff for God. This is him. This is his word. And we, as followers of God, you got to hunker down. The end of all things is at hand. We can wake up in the morning, eat our breakfast, kiss our wives, kiss our husbands, and by 12:19, there go God. Good night. See you later. We got to know what we're doing here. We can't be so stubborn that, well, my church, I don't care about your church. Your church got the pastor name on the building. This is Prevost Memorial Church of God in Christ. He's a lie. It's not the truth. It's only one church. That book says one church, one people, one nation, one heartbeat, one spirit. One. You see all these ones represent the one God. God said if the whole world against you, that's many. That's the whole world, everybody in it. And I'm for you. He said, I'm for you. Still represent the one God. I'm greater than everything in the world, under the world. One God. That's just the truth of it. We got to know what we're doing. And who we serve. Because this fake God stuff ain't working. And what man is trying to put on us. Read the scriptures more. Understand it. Then God says, and I'm done, Prevost. Sorry, but I just got some stuff on my chest. Got to get off. I'll be on a lot of lines. And I have to come this way. Not compromise. I got some buddies brought me to a line. And I stayed there 2 days listening. And they went, why you didn't say nothing? Because I'm just listening. The second day I said something. Some apostle was over there. I said, hey, son, let me ask you something. Let me ask you something. Let me ask you something. Come here. Come here. Let me ask you something. You apostle? Yeah. You got women preachers at your church? Oh, yeah. We got some great women preachers at our church. Oh, they so ordained and anointed. I said, you're not an apostle. Excuse me? You heard what I said. How do you baptize? I baptize Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. You're not an apostle. Who gave you some different rules? Oh, he got mad. I didn't care. But 2 months later, he called me back and said, young man, thank you. You're the only one been there bold enough to stand up to me. But that word stood up to him, convicted him. You see, truth. He said he got rid of his women preachers, demoted them, took their title. I said, how many of them leave you? Three of them out of four. They was only there for the title anyway. That's what these church hoppers do. Get in where they can fit in at. That's what women marrying preachers that ain't got no wives. So they could keep preaching. And God said it's error. If God says error, and you're going to be destroyed for, you destroy my people, where you think you're going? He said it's error. Isaiah 9, 16, 17.
Isaiah 3:11-12. He said his error. Revelation 2:20. He said his error. I didn't make this up. This is the scriptures. And when did woman was made for the man? Not man made for the woman. The scripture says that man is the head of woman. Christ is the head of man, and God is the head of all. I just want somebody to tell me, when did woman leapfrog over man and Christ and become the head of the church? Give me chapter and verse when he did it at. And nobody wants to say nothing, and nobody wants to be corrected. You're going to have a serious problem on the day of the Lord. And it's going to be worse than your lights off, too. Worse than you can't pay your car note. You will have a serious problem on the day of the Lord because of this. Well, we got mercy and grace. The Lord is love. No, the Lord got a standard. We talk about God love all the time, but talk about God wrath. Talk about his anger. Talk about his indignation. Talk about his punishment. What did the scripture say in Thessalonians 4:8? I'm coming back taking vengeance on those who didn't believe or obey my word. That's what he said. He ain't playing. Strive for the kingdom. Strive for the kingdom. Strive for righteousness. Come out of error. Prestige. Chief apostle with all this mess. Paul never said he was a chief apostle. He never said that. That's not what that scripture says. That scripture says he's not the chiefest. Who was the chiefest if you want to rank somebody? Peter was the chiefest, but he never called himself chief. Peter had the keys to the church. Jesus left him in charge of everything. Paul said he was the chiefest sinner because he did more than they did. He killed God's people. And so when you call yourself chief apostle, you over God. You equal with God. Now you call it, people call themselves chiefest of the chiefest. That means you over Jesus. And ain't nobody over Jesus. And all that keep calling them this, you in error too. If you go stick with the truth, that means in everything. If you go walk with God in everything, we got to be righteous in. Somebody took it to heart, too bad. I hope the word cuts you too. I hope that if you sleep on it, it make you wake tonight. I hope you hit your knees and repent and come out of error. All your things that you done for God, don't go away. It just make it correct. Don't let your work be in labor. I mean, let your labor be in vain. And when you're following homosexuals, you in vain. When you're following lesbian preachers, women, bishops, you in vain. Just because everything that you do don't have hell attached to it, don't mean that you ain't going there. If it ain't inherited in the kingdom of God, you're going there. If you can't inherit it, you're going there. Better read Galatians 5:19, them little things down there. We know about adultery, fornicating, all that. We know about that. But what about the little things down there? Railings, eye for an eye. Drunken, all this stuff, liars, ain't going to inherit the kingdom of God. Unbelievers won't inherit the kingdom of God. So if you don't inherit, falsehood won't inherit the kingdom of God. If you ain't going to inherit the kingdom of God, where are you going to go? It's only one other place you go land at. And God is so fair, so equal. Valencia, you use Isaiah, use Ezekiel 33 too. God said, you come into my church looking like you, my people. You sit there and receive the word as if you, my people. But you leave right out that church and go in your hallways and your doorways and talk against the word. See, them masses too. Straight up. We got to know what we're doing. Come from amongst these people. I don't care about nobody. I used to have 40 people. Prevost used to say, the number one morning prayer line in the morning. We had 400 and some people on Broad Talk listening to us in the morning. But when I preached about abomination, we got about 9 apostles, so-called apostles, on the phone. on the line. When I said I wasn't going to be calling these women apostles no more, everybody fleed. We got homosexuals undercover on the line, lying to us, posing like they've been in the hospital when they wasn't there. Gay, I seen it with my own eyes. Come up here. My wife at the time grabbed me in the headlock and said, man, they gay. I started to leave them at the airport. Straight up. When you preach this stuff, they scatter like roaches. But I remain. I'm going to remain. You faithful over one, God will make you rulers over many. Numbers don't matter. God will add the increase. Keep preaching, people. No matter who come on the line, keep preaching. Even if it's just you and your wife, you do it. Keep standing for God.
Amen.
Keep standing for God. And that goes for everybody on this line. Keep preaching. Don't care what they say. Jesus did not care what they say. When he said, drink my blood and eat my body, what, how many of them, how many dispersed from him, Prevost? How many of them?
A lot of them.
Did he go? Huh?
I said a lot
of them. Five. The book said about 500 of them. What did he do? Turn to his apostles and say, would you lead me too? And Jesus wasn't begging nobody to stay. And his biggest problem was against religious, was with religious people. Because he didn't come with 20-inch rims, so to speak. Because he didn't come with truck jewelry, so to speak. Because he didn't come with a candy paint on his chariot. They couldn't believe he was him because he came looking worse than them. They didn't believe, just like they don't believe today, his word. This is the great falling away today, people. You make sure you don't fall away. Don't run from it. Run to God. We need him more than ever today. I'm done, Prevost. Thank you.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Ray. Praise God. We thank God for Minister Ray on tonight. Amen. We thank God for Lady Valencia on tonight. Praise God. All of our listeners, all of our callers that called in tonight, we thank God for each and every one of y'all. Amen. We will be sending out the rebroadcast or the recording of this. We'll be sending it out. Praise God. So y'all can send it out to anybody y'all want to. Praise God. Amen. And we just thank God for each and every last one of y'all on tonight. We're going to go ahead and pray out. Unless we have any more comments, any more announcements, praise God. Amen. Amen. Well, we will be on Sunday morning. Sunday morning, 11 o'clock a.m. Central Standard Time. Amen. With Care Church Incorporated. Amen. Our very own Bishop Mac Page will be bringing forth the Word of God. Again, at 5 o'clock Central Standard Time, we will be having our roundtable discussion. Amen. On Sunday. And then we'll be back again Thursday night at 9 o'clock with more than an hour of power. So we thank God for each and every last one of you on tonight. Praise God. Let's go ahead and pray out with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you on tonight, Lord, just for allowing us to come together in your name. We thank you, Lord, for the word that went forth, Lord, on tonight on Identity Crisis, Lord, and may that word resonate in our hearts, our minds, and our souls. And, Lord, we thank you once again for the woman of God who brought forth that message on tonight, Lord. And, Lord, we ask, Lord, that as though we leave the line, but never from your presence, we simply pray that the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us until we all come back together again. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love each and every last one of y'all. And don't forget to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed night. Y'all go with God. And we'll see y'all next time on Anointed Truth in Christ. Worldwide.
But we can't forget where we come from. So if you don't mind, let's have a little church right now.
Something about that name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Listen.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
It is the sweetest name
I know. I know.
Oh, how.
lift your hands and say it with me.
It is the sweetest
day. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
I know.
Listen to this right here.
Some people say I'm crazy, but I can't explain.
No, no.
The power that I feel, oh, when I call your name.
When I call your name.
Said it's just like fire. Oh, oh, shut up in my bones.
Oh, oh, yeah.
The Holy Ghost is moving here.
Yes, it is.
And it just won't leave me alone. Oh, there's something. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Something about the name.
Yes, it is.
Something about the name. I'm
the day.
Oh.